This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
What are you singing, Steve?
Things that I've been through.
Hey. Thank you, nephew. All right, let's get into the letter. Thank you, Neff. Subject, I was there the whole time. Dear Steve and Shirley, I've been with the same man for 6 years, and his two sisters love to hate on me, and my boyfriend does not take up for me. He had a cookout this past weekend, and I was at his house that morning to help him get his house in order. I was vacuuming, and I turned around too quickly and pulled something in my back. My boyfriend gave me a mild muscle relaxer, and I went to lie down in his room. That was at 10 in the morning. I woke up groggy around 2:30 and texted my man to see how things were going. He never returned the text. I went back to sleep and woke up around 5 p.m. Mind you, I'd been asleep all day and hadn't eaten anything or had anything to drink. I texted my boyfriend again to ask if he would bring me something to drink. He ignored my text again, so I went to the bathroom and got back in bed. I had taken off my wig and makeup so I couldn't go up front. Around 7, I woke up and put my wig on and stumbled into the kitchen because I was hungry. As soon as I saw my boyfriend, I cursed him out. His little sister said I was disrespectful to come in there fussing like I did. I told her I had been there the whole time and nobody cared. My boyfriend laughed and said he didn't tell anyone that I was in the bed. He also lied and said he didn't see my text messages, even though he always has his phone in his hand. His older sister said I love to make a scene. My boyfriend agreed with her. I can't win with this family. I'd never treat my boyfriend like that. Why didn't he tell his sisters that I was there? Is he the problem or his hating sisters? Well, I got to tell you, in this situation, it sounds kind of like you're the problem. I mean, you don't come out of the room all day. And when you do, the first thing you do is curse your man out, especially, you know, with no makeup. Probably your wig wasn't on right or whatever. I mean, it was disrespectful what you did. Like his sister said, that's his house, not yours. And what did you think his sisters would say when you come out looking and acting like that? Yes, he was wrong for not checking on you, number one, and for not answering his phone, number two. He should have texted you back, but stuff like this has been going on for 6 years, right? You said he doesn't take up for you when his sisters talk about you and hate on you and stuff. Well, as you can see, nothing has changed, and that doesn't seem like it's going to change. I think you need to change, and you need to rethink this whole relationship situation because he's not taking care of you. So you need to take care of yourself. Steve?
Oh, these type letters I love right here. I just want to shine.
I know you do.
I was there the whole time. Now, she says, I've been with the same man for 6 years. Hmm. And his two sisters love to hate on me, and my boyfriend don't ever defend me. He had a cookout this past weekend. I was at his house that morning to help him get his house in order. I was vacuuming, I turned around too quick, and I pulled something in my back. Now, that means that we all have a little age on us. These ain't 20-year-old things that happen. 20-year-olds vacuum, turn around real quick, and just see what's back there.
Right.
Older people turn around real quick, and sugar, honey, iced tea start happening.
Mm.
So now we know there's a little age on you. My boyfriend gave me a mild muscle relaxer, and I went and laid down in the room. So now let's keep track of it. We got a little age on us.
Mm-hmm.
Two, we not in shape. Okay? Because if you turned around while you was vacuuming
mm-hmm.
too quick and pulled something,
ooh.
You're not in shape and you got a little age on you. I'm just tallying up what's wrong here, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
That was at 10 o'clock in the morning. I woke up groggy around 2:30, 4.5 hours later. Okay? Keeping mm-hmm. track of this.
Mm-hmm.
Text my man to see how things was going. He never returned the text. He's out there with his family having a good time. I text my boyfriend again to ask if he would bring me something to drink. He ignored my text again, so I went to the bathroom and got back in bed. Now, let's stop right here. If he's hosting a cookout,
come on,
and he's the host, and people are over at the house, do you really think he's got his phone in his hand? I think he's busy hosting. So I don't think he ignored you. I just think he ain't looking at his phone. Hell, you in the house. The woman he care about is in the house and all his family and friends is out there. So why he gotta check his text? But you asked to bring something to drink. He ignored my text, so I went to the bathroom and got back in bed. Now listen to this. I had taken off my wig and makeup so I couldn't go up front. Now, when you took this wig and the makeup off,
I knew you were going to focus on that.
Why can't you go back up front? Well, let's talk about this for a second. How shocking is it? Once you take off that wig and makeup.
Hang on, Steve.
Did you did not go up front because you ain't think the people was going to know who you were?
Hang on. We'll have part two.
Oh, we're going to get back on this one.
Oh, yeah. Of your response, Steve, coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I was there the whole time. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I was there the whole time.
Now, this is a woman that's been with this man for 6 years. His two sisters love to hate on him, and he don't defend him. He was throwing a barbecue at the house. She went over there at 10 o'clock in the morning. She was vacuuming, and she turned around too quickly and pulled something. Mm-hmm. So when that happens, we already know she's not in her 20s. Because people in their 20s can turn around quick and just be around.
Pop. Yeah.
When you got a little age on you, when you turn around too quick, sugar honey iced tea starts happening.
Mm.
And thus it happened. So she's a little up there. I don't know how old yet. Can't figure it out. I may learn it. And she out of shape. So your boyfriend gave you a mild muscle relaxer and you went to lay down. That was at 10 in the morning. You woke up 4.5 hours later at 2:30. Text your man to see how it was going. He didn't return the text. So you went back to sleep and woke up around 5. Now, you've been down 7 hours right now. Mind you, I'd been asleep all day and hadn't eaten anything or had anything to drink. That ain't nobody's fault. Nobody's fault. So I text my boyfriend again and asked he would bring me something to drink. He ignored it, so I went to the bathroom, got back in bed. I took off. Now, here we go. I've been slept all day, hadn't eaten anything or had anything to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So then she texted her boyfriend again to ask if he would bring me something to drink. She said he ignored my text again, so I went to the bathroom and got back in bed. I'm not thinking he's ignoring the text. He's hosting. His girlfriend is in the house. All his loved ones and friends is in the backyard, and it's at his house. He got to watch them ribs. He got to flip these burgers over. He got to talk trash. They out there drinking. So I went back to the bathroom and got back in bed. I had taken off my wig and makeup so I couldn't go up front. Now, let's talk about this. When you take off your wig and makeup, what exactly happens? How severe is the change? How shocking is you without the wig and the makeup? Because that's what we talk about. To the point where you have determined, I cannot go up front. And I'm thinking you can't go up front because some people up there, they ain't gonna know who you is.
You are.
Who is she? And I'm saying they ain't gonna know who you is for the man that wrote that letter in that day to say I need to be a better example for young people of how to talk. Remember that
guy? Back to the letter. Yes.
So I just wanted to say, ain't nobody gonna know who you is.
Who you are.
This is for him. That ain't
back
my job.
To the letter, Steve.
What is my job?
Mm-hmm.
It's to discuss what happens to this woman when these wig and makeup is on. Around 7, I woke up and put my wig on, just the wig.
Mm-hmm.
I stumbled into the kitchen because I was hungry. Yeah, it's 7. You've been in bed 9 hours, and you slept the night before.
Mm-hmm.
So I stumbled into the kitchen with just my wig on because I was hungry. As soon as I saw my boyfriend, I cursed him out. His little sister said I was disrespectful to come in there fussing like I did, which is a true statement. Why you cuss him out? And I told him I had been there the whole time and nobody cared. You were asleep. My boyfriend laughed and said he didn't tell anyone that I was in the bed. He also lied and said he didn't see my text, even though he always has his phone in his hand. Now, how are you going to host a barbecue, flip the burgers, watch the grill, watch, pay attention to them ribs, put all that ice in that cooler? You got to do a lot of work. His older sister said, I love to make a scene, and you did. My boyfriend agreed with her, and you did. I can't win with this family. Lady, you ain't in the family. Do you understand what's happening here? You have been his girlfriend for 6 years. He ain't asked you to marry him yet. And you know why he ain't asked you to marry him yet? Because you're up there, you're out of shape. You turn to look around, see what was behind you. When you take that wig and that makeup off, he don't know who you are. He ain't signing up for this right here. Now you come in here cussing him out. That's why you steal the girlfriend. That's exactly why. And the little sisters hate on you because they watching how you do their brother. Ain't none of them have said you need to marry that girl. She good for you. And every time you come in there, the big sister said you love to make a scene, which is your M.O., which is why you ain't his husband, why you ain't the wife. My boyfriend agreed with her. I can't win with this family because you ain't in the family. I'd never treat my boyfriend like that. What? You just went in there and cussed him out.
Cussed him out.
You just blamed him in front of all the people for ignoring your text. And then you turn around and say, I'd never treat my boyfriend like that. You just did. Why didn't he tell his sisters that I was there? Because he didn't want you coming out doing what you did. Let sleeping dogs lie. Have you ever heard that saying? Don't wake up trouble when it's asleep.
That's right.
So he left you asleep. He was out there having a great time without you. Is he the problem or his hating sisters? It's you're the problem.
You're the problem. All right.
It's you, lady.
You can comment on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and
Stumbling
Facebook.
In the kitchen looking crazy.
And Steve Harvey FM. Also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.